Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes yet another new radio station, Signal 94.9 FM, along with 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality, and now Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also officially the force multiplier of truth. I love that. All right, fine. Thanks so much for joining us. In a little bit, I'll be talking with Christina Smith, Health Markets Insurance Agency, about this wonderful thing that they are doing to help get beds for kids who have had a very, very rough time. She's working with Ohio Rise Health Markets Insurance Agency, and so Christina will be joining us in a little bit. In the meantime, Barnesville Hospital, one of my favorite hospitals in Barnesville, by the way, get ready for a sweet treat. Join us, join Barnesville Hospital Wednesday, that would be today, July 16, today, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. for an ice cream fundraiser with Stalder Family Creamery. I'm going to pronounce that right. Stalder. I hope I got it right. Family Creamery. Enjoy delicious flavors while supporting the hospital auxiliary. Again, that's Barnesville Hospital Auxiliary Ice Cream Fundraiser. Stalder Family Creamery Wednesday today from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Come and enjoy delicious ice cream. Support the Barnesville Hospital Auxiliary, Barnesville Hospital parking lot right across the street from Dr. Amanda Fisher's chiropractic, practice. Anyway, so all of that, have fun with that. Say hi to everybody in Barnesville for me. If you would like a mention for your public service event, you're doing a fundraiser for some worthy do-gooder organization, I'll be more than happy to share that information with my listeners. Just send it to Dimitri, care of Big Willie 105.5. The address here at the studio is 56325 High Ridge Road, Bel Air, Ohio. And you could do it that way, or you could send me a message through Facebook Messenger. Don't send me pictures, though, of your flyer. Pictures are kind of tough to print here, and it would be better if you could just do it in text form or email it to me or something along those lines. But I'd be more than happy to make the announcement to let you know about these wonderful folks, like I tell you about the Carnegie Science Center, carnegiecienceCenter.org, a great organization, wonderful, wonderful people, a great place to take the kids. Also, Compulsive Eaters Anonymous, CEAHOW.org. This bike event in St. Clairsville, the bike parade, Christmas in July bike parade, that'll be Saturday. Anything that's going on, let me know. I'll be more than happy to spread the word for you. Happy to do that. So many people listen to me. It's unbelievable. I literally, honestly cannot believe it. The radio station here, the ownership monitors the listenership for the app, for the River Network app. And let me tell you, our show here, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, is breaking all sorts of records. It's unbelievable how popular it is on that app, the River Network app. Download it and click Big Willie 105.5. It's just honestly amazing. And, of course, all the views on Facebook, the live stream, which, again, there's still nothing to see here. Why are you looking at me? There's nothing to see here. So, but there's all of that. All right, next. I'm still very, very concerned about our useless politicians supposedly representing us in Washington, D.C., United States Senator Shelley Moore Capito, United States Senator Jim Justice, Congressman Riley Moore, who is Shelley Moore Capito's favorite nephew. That's why she installed him as your congressman. We are still waiting for them to show us that they have any clout, any influence whatsoever in Washington, D.C. All we are trying to do is to get FEMA to have a declaration, a disaster declaration, so that both individuals as well as businesses and government entities and other organizations can get reimbursed for the terrible disaster with the flash flood that we had on June 14. We're still waiting. There, and I don't want to go into the weeds here with this, but there are essentially two types that we are asking for. But the big overarching theme is disaster declaration from FEMA. Everybody knows what we're talking about. It's for individuals to be made whole, also for businesses and for government entities, including firehouses and all of that. I've been talking about that a lot because nobody really cares. Let me rephrase this. I think there are very few people in powerful positions. Now, that's the way to say it. I think there are very few people in powerful positions who care about the people in Ohio County, especially the victims of the flash flooding. I know there are some who care greatly, absolutely. But many people in very powerful positions, I don't think care all that much. Some of these people lived in trailers. Some of these people lived marginal, you know, very marginal subsistence type lives. I mean, not, you know, nothing glamorous, no lifestyles of the rich and famous, not these people, Tri-Delphia and the Valley Grove and all that. It just, normal everyday people just trying to get through life one day at a time. That's all we're talking about here. Nothing glamorous about these victims. Nothing glamorous about their neighborhoods. Nothing like that. Just regular folks just trying to get by, just try to live their lives. That's all this is. And so many people who are rich and powerful, not all, but many, I don't think really care much about people like that. And I think that goes a long way to explain why we're having such a difficult time of getting our politicians in D.C., Shelley Moore Capito, Jim Justice, and Riley Moore, who is the nephew of Shelley Moore Capito, to really do something to get that FEMA to do a disaster declaration so that people can be made whole. So we can help them with their homes. Many of the homes washed away. Help them try to get on with their lives. And all the government entities that spent God knows how much money, well, you and I are going to be paying for that through our taxes. We need to be reimbursed as well. It's honestly, this is a no-brainer. And we're not talking about much money. It's for one county in West Virginia. The amount of money needed to make everyone whole in this one county in West Virginia can't be very much at all. To the federal government that is having, you know, multi-trillion dollar, you know, deficits, it's not even petty cash. The amount that we're talking about here is so small that it's sort of like the loose change that you see on that plastic tray on the counter next to the cash register at Sheetz. To the federal government, that's all really what we're talking about here in terms of money. But to us, it's a very, very big deal. That's why I keep stressing the names of Shelley Moore Capito and Jim Justice, United States Senators, and Riley Moore, House of Representatives, Congressman, nephew of Shelley Moore Capito. That's why I include the phone numbers. That's why I tell you if you live in West Virginia, call them. Be courteous. Be professional. State your full name, your address in West Virginia, and ask them, what about us? What about our flood victims? Nine lives swept away. Apparently, it's not that big a deal. The local media is telling us, well, these politicians are doing all they can because the politicians have told us they're doing all they can. I demonstrated a few days ago on, I guess, Monday, that they're not doing all that they can, but they're actually doing very little. And the way that I did that, and really you should see this show, and here, of course, is by going to their websites, the website of Shelley Moore Capito, the website of Jim Justice, the website of Riley Moore, and reading their news releases. What day the news release was published and what they were talking about in the news release. All three have been very busy doing lots and lots and lots of stuff. The only reference to any of the three, or excuse me, the only reference to the flooding by all of them was like a couple days after the flooding, saying we're going to send a letter to somebody and something's going to happen, or words to that effect. And that was it. Don't take my word for it. Now, maybe in the last day or two, Shelley Moore Capito and Jim Justice and Riley Moore have figured out, oh, we better issue a news release about, you know, all the flooding, or, you know, all the problems here with FEMA, and we got to get something done or whatever. But as of a couple of days ago, when I read it live on the air, it was in real time, there was nothing. It was just absolutely, you know, nothing. And they're telling us they're doing everything they can. I've read all the reports, the newspapers, and the websites with the TV stations and all that. But I'm telling you, they aren't doing everything that they can. Because did you notice what's been missing when they offer up their lame-ass excuses about, well, we've had somebody from our office calling FEMA, and yeah, we're just calling them. Have you noticed what's missing with all three of them, especially with the two United States senators? There's no mention of Kristi Noem. Who's Kristi Noem? Well, she's the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security. She oversees FEMA. Shelley Moore Capito and Jim Justice, both Republicans, both United States senators, were asked to confirm the nomination of Kristi Noem as Department of Homeland Security. She had been, I think, the governor of South Dakota or something. Very cute, by the way. And both of our United States senators voted to confirm that nomination, Kristi Noem. They have a history. Kristi Noem owes her job to their two votes. This wasn't an overwhelming majority in the United States Senate. And yet in every news story that I have read, whether in the newspapers or on the websites, the TV stations, these three, the gang of three, Shelley Moore Capito, United States Senator, Jim Justice, United States Senator, Riley Moore, Congressman, nephew of United States Senator Capito, there's no mention of Kristi Noem. There's no mention that I, Shelley Moore Capito, called Kristi Noem, or I went to visit her at the Department of Homeland Security offices in D.C., sit down with her, and say, what the heck? What the heck? I voted to confirm your nomination. Why aren't you issuing a disaster declaration for one county in West Virginia? God, that's all this is. The same for Jim Justice. His vote helped to confirm Kristi Noem as the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. No mention of Jim Justice either. Calling Kristi Noem, going to visit Kristi Noem, saying, hey, what the hell gives here? Our votes helped to confirm your nomination. And now it's been over a month. We're in the second month here. Still waiting for this stupid declaration of disaster so that these poor people can just get a little help to make their lives just a little bit easier. Two United States senators, our office is calling, you know, FEMA. And this, that's not what I want to hear. I can call FEMA. My listeners can call FEMA. My listeners can call lots of people. What I want to hear, what I want to see is our two United States senators getting in touch with, sitting down with, having lunch with, meeting with, conferring with Kristi Noem, the Department of Homeland Security, and having a come-to-Jesus moment with her, saying, hey, we voted to confirm your nomination. Two United States senators from West Virginia. All we're asking for in return is disaster declaration for one county in West Virginia. Why are you holding any of this up? This should have been done weeks ago. But you don't see Shelley Moore Capito or Jim Justice even mentioning her name, let alone calling her, let alone sitting down with her. That's what it takes. If you have any kind of clout in D.C., and both of them do, especially Shelley Moore Capito, why aren't you doing that? Oh, but we have somebody at our office who's calling FEMA every day. I don't want to hear that. I want to see you sitting down with Kristi Noem saying, Kristi Noem, I voted for you.